Masechet Sanhedrin Perek Zayin, Mishnah Tet. The next sin that Mishnah Dalet mentioned was if a person has relations, commits adultery with a Na'ara HaMe'orasa. Na'ara is, there are three stages in the development of a young woman. She's a Ketana until she's 12 years old and hits puberty. Once she hits that point, she is a Na'ara. She is on the next stage for a period of 6 months, and after those 6 months pass, she is a bogeret, which is a full-fledged adult. So she has to be a na'ara over here, and she also has to be a me'orasa. She has to be somebody engaged, but not married halachically. That means the stage of irusin happened, but the nisuin never happened. A regular case of adultery, the sentence of death happens with strangulation. Here, specifically, with the Na'ara HaMe'orasa, the punishment would be stoning. We'll elaborate on when this applies. Haba'al Na'ara HaMe'orasa. If somebody has relations with a Na'ara HaMe'orasa, an engaged Na'ara, Eno Hayav Achitehen Na'ara. He would only be liable to get stoned if she was the age of a Na'ara, that 6 month period. Betula, she also never had relations with a man. Me'orasa, she was engaged, but not fully married to that person. V'hi bebet aviha, and she's living in her father's house. Ba'u aleha shenayim, if two men went with her, had relations with her, with a na'ara me'orasa, harishon b'skila, the first man who went with her would be obligated to be stoned, because at the time that he went with her first, she was a betula. She never had relations with the man. V'asheni b'henek, and the second one is put to death by strangling, because she wasn't within that category of a na'ara me'orasa anymore. She had relations with the first man, so now when she went with the second man, she wasn't considered to be a na'ara me'orasa.